faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, urged by Superman, Mayor Perry White takes to the radio to warn the great city of Metropolis that it is in peril.
All citizens of Metropolis are warned to beware of several huge diamonds which have been smuggled into the city. These diamonds, each the size of a hen's egg, are highly radioactive. Contact with them may result in death. Anyone having knowledge of these diamonds should immediately contact the police department or the mayor's office.
Gang, supposing you were walking down the street one day, loaded down with a dollar that you'd earned, and suddenly a stranger comes up to you, gives you the glad hand, and makes a proposition. For $1, one small dollar, the tenth part of $10, he says, I'll sell you this beautiful box I have in my hand. You look, you see it's big, interesting-looking box, nicely wrapped up in red, white, and blue trimmings. The only hitch is you can't see what's inside. Now, honestly, would you give that guy your hard-earned buck for a fancy package that contains you don't know what? Well, you'd need your head examined if you did, because only a sucker would buy a package without opening it up and seeing what's inside first. Now, ideas are pretty much like packages, and people are always trying to sell you ideas which all too often are wrapped up in such fancy trimmings you can't see what you're buying. Also, more often than not, their favorite colors are red, white, and blue. Well, don't be fooled, gang. Be smart enough to examine each idea for what it's worth. Inspect it carefully and evaluate it before you accept it. But you know that no matter how beautifully an idea is wrapped up in patriotic lingo, it isn't patriotic, it isn't American, if it's designed to make you think one man is better than another because of his race, religion, or where his people came from. It isn't American if you stop a man from speaking his mind just because you don't happen to agree with him. So always take a good look at the inside of an idea, boys and girls. See what it really means, what it's worth in believing in. Then buy it.
And now, the adventures of Superman! Soon after an ex-convict known as the Count smuggled several huge and unusual diamonds into Metropolis, five persons suffered a strange fate. A detective captain, a dealer in stolen property, then a banker, his wife, and their butler all collapsed, and a peculiar orange circle appeared on their foreheads following contact with the diamond. Superman secured one of the gems and took it to Dr. Millicent, the famous scientist, who discovered that the large and unusual stone was dangerously radioactive. As Superman and the police began a frantic search for the Count and his deadly diamonds, Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter for the Daily Planet, and his friend Beanie Martin, chief copy boy, were approaching the Metropolis Hospital, where one of the diamond victims had been taken. Suddenly, on a dark street near the hospital, Jimmy saw the Count staggering drunkenly just ahead of them. As we continue now, the two youngsters have hurried forward and seized the arms of the staggering criminal.
I've got him, Beanie. You get a policeman.
Oh, I don't see any, Jim.
We'll find
him. Help me, please.
Sure. We'll help lock you up. That's what, Mr. Smuggler. Hurry up, Beanie.
Get me to a hospital. I'm dying.
Gee, wait.
Beanie, for Pete's sake, what are you standing there for? Get a cop.
My gosh, didn't you hear what he said, Jim? He said he was dying.
Dying. Help me, please.
Hey, he does seem sick.
Sure he is. Look, Jim. That big orange circle on his forehead.
Gee, what is that, I wonder?
Please. Take me to a hospital.
He's falling, Jim.
I've got him. He passed out.
I'll give you a hand. We'll carry him to the hospital.
Okay. Hey, wait. Where's that package he had? It must have the smuggled diamonds in it.
I don't know. Oh, it's back there on the sidewalk. He must have dropped
it. We'll get it. Hurry up.
Okay.
Never you mind there, laddie. I'll take that package.
Let go of that.
I'll take him, Orson.
Come back here.
Hey, what's happening, Beanie?
That guy grabbed the diamond.
Hey, come back here.
Come back here, you... Oh, listen, listen.
He shot at us.
Oh, leaps. He hit the cow.
Holy smokes.
Gee whiz, Jim. What do we do?
Beat it up to the hospital quick and get help, Amy. Then call Mr. Ken and the police. I'm going after that guy. Taxi. Taxi.
As mayor of Metropolis, Chief, it's your duty to warn everyone in the city about those diamonds. Now, I suggest you make a radio broadcast.
But radioactive diamonds? Why, I can't believe it, Kent.
You can believe Dr. John Millison, one of our top atomic scientists, can't you?
Yes, of course, but...
Well, he said the stone was highly radioactive.
But that was only one diamond, Kent. And it's out of circulation now.
No,
there's
but
no reason to alarm the whole city needlessly.
You don't understand, Chief. There are at least 11 other just as dangerously radioactive diamonds in Metropolis.
There are?
Yes. The Count smuggled in about a dozen. The diamond I found on Baldy Critchell, the fence, is just one of that lot.
Now, wait. Who said it was?
Oh, what's the difference, Chief? Baldy Critchell was seen leaving the Count's hotel room just before Captain Donovan of the Detective Bureau got there. And the stone I found on Critchell is exactly like the ones Donovan saw in the Count's room. So the Count must have sold it to Critchell.
Now, wait a minute, Kent. Wait a minute. If the Count's diamonds are so radioactive, how come he and everybody else on the boat he smuggled them in on weren't killed?
Because the stones were coated with some special ore-like or lead substance which prevented the release of the reactive rays. But the coating had cracked, undoubtedly, after the Count got off the boat.
Great Caesar, it sounds fantastic.
But it's true. So let's not waste any more time. Until the Count and those 11 diamonds are taken out of circulation, anyone who comes near them is in danger of his life. Now, I suggest you make a radio broadcast to the whole city, warning everyone that if they come...
Just a minute, Kent. Hello, Mayor White speaking. Who? Oh, Vinnie. Well, what do you want? Yes, he's here, but... What? What's that?
What's the matter, Chief?
Great Caesar's ghost. Where are you now? I see. Well, wait a minute. Wait, I said. Now, listen. Oh, shucks. You stay right where you are, you understand? We'll be right out.
That was Beanie Martin, Kent. He and Jim ran into the Count.
Great Scott, where?
As near as I could make out from Beanie's excited jabber, they were outside the Metropolis Hospital. Somebody got shot.
What?
And Jim ran after somebody else. I couldn't make much out of it.
I'll hop out there at once.
Now, wait a minute, Kent. I'll check with you later, Chief. So long. Out of these clothes. This is a job
for Superman. There we are. All set. Now, out to the Metropolis Hospital.
Up, up, and away! Hello, Beanie.
Holy cow, Superman.
Yes, look, Beanie.
Where'd you come from?
Never mind, what happened here?
Well, Jim Olsen and I saw the Count, that smuggler, you know.
Yes, I know, go on.
Well, he was trying to get to the hospital. There was something wrong with him. He could hardly walk, and there was a big orange circle on his forehead.
So, his radioactive diamonds got him, too.
Huh?
Never mind, go on, Beanie, what happened?
Well, Jim and I were going to carry him into the hospital, but before I could pick up a package he dropped, Jim said the smuggled diamonds must be in it.
Yes?
A car pulled up, and a guy jumped out and grabbed the package.
Oh?
Then he jumped back into the car. Another guy was driving, and as they pulled away, the first one leaned out and shot the Count.
What?
Yeah. I was so scared, I didn't know what to do. But Jim said for me to rush up to the hospital and get help while he went after those guys.
What? You mean Jim went after them alone?
Uh-huh. In a taxi cab. Gosh, I hope he doesn't get into any trouble.
Which way did they go?
That way. Past the hospital.
Now, think carefully, Beanie. The man who shot the Count and grabbed the diamonds, what did he look like?
Well, he wasn't very big, and he had a thin, bony face.
Yes?
Oh, yeah, and reddish hair.
Good boy. Now, what about his car? Did you notice the color or what make it was?
No, everything happened so... Wait a minute. It was a small car, I think, and dark colored.
All right, I'm going after them. You stay here till the police come, Beanie. Up, up, and away!
There they go, turning back into the park. Don't lose them, driver.
I see them. That's twice they've turned in and out of the park. They must be wise that we're trailing them.
Only we'd see a squad car or a motorcycle cop.
Yeah. I'm not too keen on getting close to those gunmen.
Just trail them so we know where they go. Then we'll get the police. Hey, they're stopping.
Yeah. So are we, buddy. And we're not going up any closer.
Why not?
Well, I don't want to take no chances.
Look.
Them got...
Huh? One of them's getting out of the car. It's the one who grabbed the diamonds and shot the Count.
Hey, the other one's driving off. Want to follow him?
No. I'm going to trail the one who got out. He's the murderer, and he must have the diamonds in that box or whatever it is he's carrying. Here's the bill. Keep the change.
Hey, wait. You can't chase after that guy alone in this park. It's dark.
I've got to.
But you'll have to get killed.
I'll be careful. I won't let him see me. Look, you find some cops and send them after me. So long.
Leaving the taxicab, Jimmy Olsen steps onto the park grass and runs through the darkness in the direction the red-headed man had taken. The cub reporter is running headlong into danger, as we'll find out in just a moment. So keep listening.
Fellows and girls, you've undoubtedly been asked many times by various people, what do you hope to be when you grow up? Well, have you given that much thought? Would you like to be a doctor, maybe, or a lawyer? Or perhaps some of you would like to be teachers, or actors, nurses, or engineers. And I'd be willing to bet that a number of you hope to be big league baseball players, or firemen, or policemen. Well, whatever your ambition, whatever goal you strive to reach in your adult life, you must keep in mind that to fill any one of these jobs requires a great deal of know-how. And know-how requires much studying and preparation for success in any chosen career. That, of course, is what our schools are for, to provide the know-how necessary for success in life. Now, there are some boys and girls who think they can fulfill their ambitions despite the fact they play hooky from school, neglect their homework, disregard their parents and teachers, and run around with gangs that get into all kinds of trouble. They are the kind who are called juvenile delinquents, which is an adult phrase for youngsters who think it's smart to do things they know are wrong. Well, do you think General Eisenhower or Joe DiMaggio or any current American hero or heroine was so foolish when he or she was your age? You can bet anything they were not. Now then, I'm not here to lecture. I just mention these things as a friendly tip, so to speak, in an effort to remind you that if you really want to grow up to be a success and happy, keep your eye on your goal and don't let anything steer you away from it.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Pursuing the man who had shot the count and seized the smuggled diamonds, cub reporter Jimmy Olsen raced across an open stretch of park lawn. Now he has stopped before a dark, quiet lagoon, the blackish water gleaming in the light of a pale moon. On both sides of him are shadowy clumps of bushes, and the man he pursued is nowhere to be seen.
I don't see him. Where'd he go?
I'm right here, laddie. You shouldn't have come after me, young fellow.
Hey, are you crazy? Right. Help!
Struggling frantically in the strong grasp of the red-headed man who had shot the count and made off with the smuggled diamonds, Jimmy Olsen realizes he is being swiftly overpowered. Who is Jimmy's assailant? Why did he shoot the dying count and seize the radioactive diamond? And what will happen to the cub reporter as Superman searches for him vainly? Tomorrow tells all, gang. So don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, whatever you do. Be sure to tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 10 of The Secret of Meteor Island on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came to you from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. And right after Adventure Parade, you'll hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.